Welcome to Notes from Your Style Coach. I'm Samantha, the style editor, and I help women in business to make money through the power of their wardrobes. Join me and guests weekly to kick your style into shape and start harnessing your personal brand to get results. Whether your goal is to hit consistent 5 to 10k months, whether it's to get promoted or to be seen as an expert in your industry. In this episode, we are going to talk about sales. The economy doesn't mean that, quote, no one is buying. However, it might mean that buyers do have more discernment. And for you as a business owner, rather than this being a reason not to show up, I think it's more important than ever to be super confident in your services, to be showing up a lot, and to have a memorable personal brand. I've got absolutely no doubt at all that you are amazing at what you do, but I'm hearing so much doom spiraling about how hard it is to sell. And yet the biggest reason it's hard to sell is because we aren't selling. We aren't doing it. Not nearly enough, as much as we need to anyway. We get caught up in our conditioning, so we dilly-dally about doing it. We edit the post 1,000 times, then we post it once and once only. And then we get disappointed when no one buys and we make it mean something about us and then we don't do it again. And we also worry so much about what people will think. And whilst it's important to acknowledge those fears and that conditioning, and believe me, this is coming from someone who was literally told by some random woman on LinkedIn that women shouldn't be selling, I take what will people think as a reason to do it even more, to sell even more. When we tell women not to sell, or when we think that we shouldn't sell as women or people conditioned as women in our society, we are simply displaying all of that conditioning. What we need to know is that there are different types of buyers. Some people will find you, they will digest all of your content in one go, they'll binge out on it, they will think, this is the exact thing that I've been looking for, that I need, and they will click buy now. And you may never have heard of that person before. They're just in your life. You get an email notification that they've booked in. Great. Others will follow you for months and months, sometimes even years. And they may message you. They might tell you that one day they want to work with you. And one day that will happen and they will decide to go for it. Both of these buyers, though, have one thing in common. And that is that they need your content to be there. If you aren't building up a body of work that's full of your energy, that's clearly telling them what you do and positioning you as the go-to expert to solve their problem, then it's simple. They can't buy from you, can they? You're not there. Now, I'm not here to disregard anyone's lived experience, and I'm not saying that overall things aren't a bit rubbish. I know they're rubbish, okay? But I am here to encourage you to look at things with a different perspective. Which belief do you think sounds like it's going to support you more in business? So let's go for example A. No one's buying. The economy is crap. It's January/Easter/summer holiday/Christmas. So no one's listening to what I say. What's the point in trying to sell anyway? And even when I do get potential clients, they always just want to haggle anyway. No one wants to pay my prices. Or B. I'm aware of the economic and world events, and I want to have enough resource so that I can vote with my money for the kind of world I want to live in. And maybe, yes, things are quieter at a specific time of year, but if I consistently show up with style confidence, full of fizz about my offers, the right people will buy no matter when. If you are currently attracting the kind of people who try and haggle you all the time on pricing, download all your freebies and never buy from you, or ghost you when they book consultation calls, there is something that we can do about this with your style. You get to switch up your energy and your positioning and start calling in the kind of clients you actually want versus those who are draining the life from you, who you feel too guilty to increase the payments from because of the economy. Never mind that you yourself are barely earning enough to build any kind of longevity in your business. Never mind that you are burned out. Your style, in the context of what I'm talking about, doesn't just mean clothes. It means how you want to be perceived, your energy, how you feel about yourself, and what you are willing and unwilling to put up with. And these are all things that we work on when it comes to style inside of my world. I find it so ironic that women put off selling because of insert reason here, when so many companies that are run mostly by, you know, privileged white men are still continuing to sell to us no matter what the economy is doing. No one's walking into the supermarket and going, oh, you know what? No, I don't feel like paying for this. Or no one's walking into Amazon and being like, Jeff Bezos has too much money. And yet, small business owners, specifically women, are made to feel like they shouldn't be selling, or they're imposing all these rules on themselves about what they should and shouldn't be saying online. The women who work with me are looking for motivation, empowerment, and to cultivate the practical style skills that will ultimately save them time and help them make money by calling in the right clients. And own the room is the first step on the road to leveraging your style for the kind of business that you actually really want. This is my signature program designed to help you become the leader of your wardrobe so that it becomes a business tool. In round one, we provide lots of solid foundation and style, from practical things like your body shape and colors to dressing confidently for any occasion. And in round two, we are turning up the heat. We are building on everything that you're going to learn, creating rock solid self-belief and helping you to get clear on what you stand for, how to convey that through your personal brand and style, and importantly, charging appropriately for your services. You get access to both, plus you'll have live hot seat coaching sessions when you enroll. And you have Next Level. So Next Level is my close proximity. We are making our goals happen in a circle for women who are ready to lead with style. And the first round begins in March 2024. I'm here for the kind of women who aren't allowing the economy, or, you know, it's summer, or what Susan over there is doing, to stop them from bringing magic into the world. So are you one of those kind of women? If you are, we're going to need to work together. I know what you're doing, because I did it too. I think that probably this is something that all business owners do when they start out, or that they have to go through. But the sooner that you move out of this, the better. And I know all of this because I've been there. When I first started my business, I was charging basically nothing. I think actually I was probably paying to work for people. I remember one particular client that I had, and essentially, like, she didn't want to pay me anything. And I did hours and hours of work and still wasn't good enough. I still wanted the moon on a stick. And I've heard from so many other small business owners where this is the case. And whilst we can't really do anything about that person's mentality, what we can start doing is speaking to a different client. We're not here to convince anyone to work with us. We are here to show people what we do, and the right people will come along for that. But it's so easy in business when you start out to think one of these things that I'm just going to talk you through. So number one, I want to serve everyone. I want to help the world in general. I just want to, you know, my ideal client is anybody who needs this service. The problem is that if you want to serve everyone, you can't serve anyone. You can't help anyone if you are so burned out that you can't afford to keep your business running, and then you have to go back into full-time employment. The way I see it is this: I have things that I really care about in not just life, but in society in general, causes that I want to help, things that I want to do. And I cannot do those if I am not charging adequately for my services to the right kind of client. If you want to serve everyone, you're not going to be able to serve anyone. The second thing that you might think is that, oh, I want to keep my prices accessible. What does accessible mean? Because different people have different things going on. It is not up to you to decide if someone can or cannot pay for your service. In fact, it's kind of insulting, isn't it, to meet someone and be like, no, they can't, you know, they can't afford what I'm charging. You don't know what their situation is, and actually it's not even your place to ask. We're not here to push people into buying from us. If, like me, you've been on any of those icky sales calls, or you've heard horror stories about coaches or mentors trying to push people into buying stuff, no, we're not doing any of that. That's gross and ick and unethical. We're just here to state what our price is, state what we do, show the transformation. And as I said before, the right people will want to buy that from you. The right people will know that you're their person by the way that you show up. And you can't show up to those people if you're being generic, because you want to serve everyone and you want to keep your prices, quote unquote, accessible. Accessible doesn't mean anything because there are different tiers of accessible for different people. The third thing that you might think is, someone paid me, so I have to throw everything in, like the whole kitchen sink and everything. Actually, the sooner that you can divide your services up into bite-sized chunks that people can go through the customer journey, the better. If you have one program where you throw everything in for like much less than it should be worth, you're not only doing yourself a disservice, you're doing your clients a disservice too, because they get to elevate and come along the journey with you if you are putting your services into the, you know, correct order. If you're thinking about your buyer journey and your client journey more of the long term than short term, because I really like it when I can work with a mentor longer term, and I have clients that have worked with me for quite a long time now, and I see the results from them, and I'm taking them through the different levels of the service based on where we go to. Like the first bit we do is more foundational, and then we're going to elevate to the next level. We bring in more of the visibility, the industry expertise, all of that kind of stuff is going to come in later in the journey. And another thing that I hear women particularly say about themselves when they start a business and why they can't charge enough is that they don't have enough expertise. Well, I've only been running my business for a year, or I've only been doing this for a few months, blah, blah, blah. Most of you out there running your businesses have had a long, prestigious career in corporate, or you've got other experience, like you've raised three kids or whatever. Like, you are underestimating the sheer volume of experience you have, and you are doing yourself a disservice when you say, I can't charge X because I am not experienced. All of that life experience you have counts for something. There is a reason that you started your business, and that counts for something. So stop actually devaluing all of the expertise that you have because you have only run your business for, quote unquote, 4 months or whatever, how long ever it's been. Studies actually show that women who've been in corporate, who start businesses, charge 20 to 30% less than their male counterparts. I had a client recently who was doing this. She works in a very male-dominated sector, and she runs her own consultancy business. And she found out that someone who is a male competitor was charging like double the price she is, and actually, ironically, getting clients. And that's because his confidence comes across in what he's doing. And, you know, this isn't a man versus woman thing. It's just interesting that women who've been in corporate have been conditioned to charge less, to ask for less. If you are in corporate right now, the likelihood is that you've never asked for a pay rise. 60% of women will never ask for a pay rise. So we have to start talking about money, and we have to start thinking seriously about our pricing and pricing adequately for what the service is worth, not what we are worth, because actually the price isn't about our worth, it's about the transformation that we are providing. And we have to start charging commensurate to what that transformation is. Yes, the economy sucks. Yes, things suck a bit at the moment, but that cannot be a reason to stop you from going after what it is that you want. You know, if you are finding yourself saying stuff like, it's January, so no one's buying, or it's Easter, so no one's buying, or it's the summer holiday, so no one is buying, or it's a random day in September, so no one is buying, or it's raining today, so no one is buying, or it's Christmas, so no one is buying, and on this BS goes. If that is you, listen to this episode time and time again until you get it into your head. I've heard so many incredible women with incredible offers say it's not the right time to sell those offers lately. And they then feel super stuck and icky. They say it's really hard to make any money. They knock their prices down. And eventually, like I said, they burn out. This isn't a no one is buying problem. This is a women condition not to talk about money in a patriarchy problem. This is a lacking in confidence problem. This is a telling a story that keeps us stuck problem. This is a not communicating powerfully what we're here for problem. This is a personal brand problem. Yes, as I said, there are factors which are true. There is a rubbish economy. We do have a shitty government and the general stress of life, which sometimes has you wondering how the hell you made it through the day, is real. But here's why I just won't accept it's, you know, hashtag this time of year as the problem. Because the more you hold off selling, the less that people can buy from you, the less impact you can have, and the less that you can do about all those things that are rubbish that you want to change. When you're showing up, like I said, full of fears about your offers, you're sharing your knowledge, you're being snapped in outfits to make you feel great, your dream client will be ready to buy from you any day of the week. It's not about it being in January or September or random Tuesday in May. It's about the energy that you are bringing to any day of the year. So how to do this with confidence is what we are getting into in Own the Room, and in Next Level is an 8-week accelerator. We start on January the 30th. If this episode is speaking to you, I would love to speak to you more inside of Own the Room.